Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. At the top of the hour, we talked to mom Natika Simmons. Her son is a senior at Urbana High School downstate a bit, and the Urbana School District had canceled the varsity football team. They played one game. I think they lost 65-0, and the coach said there were too many freshmen on the team. They risked the injuries, and he couldn't, in good conscience, put those boys out there to play against much older boys. Well, Natika says she's worried about her son and scholarship potential.
He was hoping to have a scholarship, if not even a partial scholarship, to help play for college, and that has been taken away. And the thing about it is, you're right, it is kind of rare to have, but now we have no opportunity at all because most college coaches are looking at that senior year footage, the junior and senior year footage. And unfortunately, last year, the season was canceled due to low numbers, low enrollment, because the children have lost faith in the athletic department in Urbana. Last year, after the season was canceled, the acting coach at that time actually left and went to our rival team to coach.
I think all parents have hopes for college scholarships. They're pretty rare. I don't know how big of a role that is in all of this, but the football coach who made the decision, or among those who made the decision, Edmund Jones joins us now. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, so tell me about the situation and how you came to the decision to cancel the varsity season.
Yeah, before I get into those details, I would just like to say, I was just speaking with my wife before I came on, and I said, you know, if my son, E.J. Jones, I don't know if you all, that name rings a bell. He was an all-state player at Edwardsville High School, went on to play at the University of Minnesota, and then finished up as an all-conference player at Illinois State University. But anyway, I said if E.J. had to miss his senior year of high school football, this is not an exaggeration, you would have had to institutionalize him. I mean, I'm not
right.
Exaggerating.
No, I get that.
He had been playing. I'm a coach. We're a football family. He had been playing since he was 7 years old. He was trying to earn a scholarship, which he did. He had a big senior year. In his senior year, he was voted first team All-State in the state of Illinois. I mean, just on and on and on again. And you would have had to institutionalize him.
And here you are in a situation where there are other seniors, and you are among those who decided that they wouldn't have a senior year. It had to be difficult.
It was the most difficult thing that I've ever run into in my 32-year coaching career. But it came down to safety. I mean, it just really did. As much as that would have devastated my son, had a coach made that decision for the safety of the whole, I would have had to understand it, but I'm a coach. You know, I'm a coach, so I understand that perspective. So I understand Ms. Simmons' frustration and others' frustration, and especially in light of the fact they didn't even get to play as juniors.
Right, they missed,
you know,
because
now,
of COVID.
I was not here. Yeah, right. I was not here at that time, and so that's, I mean, 2 years in a row they did not get to play varsity football. Now they have been offered the opportunity to play against, you know, juniors and sophomores at a JV level.
Right.
And one of the things I tried to get across to the parents as I spoke with them is that they are seniors by grade, but when it comes to varsity football experience, varsity football training and things like that, they really are not seniors. And so I wish they wouldn't take it as a slap in the face to come on and still play some football against some really good competition that you'll find some juniors, especially in this conference, playing.
We're talking to
varsity football.
Coach Edmund Jones from Urbana High School about their decision to cancel the varsity season because the boys are so young. How many freshmen are on the team, Coach?
Right now, we have about 32 players, and I would say other 32 players, at least 15 of them are freshmen. Now, let's go back. I got hired July 23rd. I got in town about July 28th. My first day of meeting the team in full was when camp started August the 9th. I woke up and was so excited to go to practice ready. I met 13 kids to start the season off with.
So
I met 13. 16 kids.
So we go to the first game, and you lose 65 to nothing. When was the moment when you thought, we just can't do this?
No, we got several kids. You know, our starting quarterback was out. You know, he tore his knee up in the game. There was no resistance. And so, you know, we lost 65 to nothing, and I really wasn't really concerned. You know, canceling the season was never a thought of mine until I went to break down other teams. The 65 to nothing that was that night was not the decision to cancel the season. It's when I went to break down Danville. It's when I went to break down Bloomington, Normal, West, and Pure. As I went to break down other teams, I realized, oh, we're going to – right now, the way we're constructed, we're going to get this every Friday night. And see, I'm new here, so I was coaching high school football in Dallas, Texas last year, and so I'm used to good football. I'll be honest with you, I didn't probably underestimate it, the Big 12, I'll be honest with you. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And as I started to break down, I was like, oh, is this going to be too many weekends where this is going to be the situation? And I started to say, well, what good is that going to do anybody? And the big thing that I was really, really concerned about is, everybody knows you don't want to play. You almost don't even really want to start sophomores on varsity in a good program, let alone freshmen. But what I was really concerned with was not just only the freshmen and sophomores. I mean, Brandon Simmons, the son of the lady that you spoke,
sure,
he was just like exhausted beyond. He couldn't even like get up.
So, coach,
because we have to play him so much.
I got
to
run.
So
we got to move on. But the season was canceled because of the risk of kids getting hurt, or because of the fact that they just couldn't compete because they were under practiced from last year?
Oh no, they were getting hurt because of their age. They're freshmen, and the under practicing. I'm saying our seniors are not even seniors in terms of experience because they missed. But I mean, I can't play 8, 9, 10 freshmen in a game like that that they're not ready for. And I haven't even had enough time. You wouldn't want to do that on a normal situation, but like I say, when I got here, you know, August 9th and met 13 kids, there's no way we're prepared for that.
Coach,
what I was really concerned with is them getting hurt and not being able to train in the off season for their sophomore year coming up.
Coach Edmund Jones from
keep them healthy.
Urbana High School. I gotta run, Coach. I wish you the best. I know it's a tough decision.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Sam Rubin just around the corner. First Year's Mary.